Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Reading the narrations on Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhuma, that he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rather, was informed about him fasting every day and him performing tahajjud salat the whole night. So Hazrat Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi has brought various narrations explaining this one incident, such an important incident which has so many lessons for us, the lessons of istiqamat, that a person remains firm right up till the day he passes away. He doesn't say that this is just nafil, this is just something that's nafil, why should I do it? No, but I gave my word to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm not going to leave it right till the day I died. Whether it's nafil or it's sunnat, he didn't look at it like that, but rather he looked at it as a commitment I gave to my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that commitment I must keep. So I right till the end he kept. So the different narrations, so that was one thing. The other was his honesty, his truthfulness. He didn't feel shy to say that I was hard at that time on myself. So Allah Ta'ala made it hard for me. Now thousands of people are reading this hadith, over thousands of years, not thousands, millions of people are reading this hadith of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhumah, and they're all reading this fact, what he's saying. He's saying that I was difficult on myself, Allah Ta'ala made it difficult for me. He didn't feel shy to say, now this is what you call honesty. Not that a person covers up, he does something wrong, he makes a mistake, and he wants to cover it up and make it look not so bad. Sahaba were very, very clear. If they made a mistake, they made a mistake. There's nothing to hide, I conceal. This is a mistake I made, I was wrong. So they would be very, very clear. So this is another lesson we learn. The other thing is the great lesson we learn from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he was informed. So before he could start giving advice to the Sahabi, first he asked the Sahabi, that is it correct? This is what I heard. Is that correct about you? So in other words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't just assume the information he got was correct. He verified the information, something that is extremely important. Also, especially in our times where there's so much of information that is flying around, if it is necessary, a person should verify it. If it's not necessary information, don't even pay attention to it, don't even read it, don't even absorb it. Why do we need to fill this beautiful mind, this clean, clear mind that Allah Ta'ala has given us with things that are absolutely unnecessary? So anyway, just few more narrations of the same hadith Hazrat Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi has brought. So today we'll continue. Hazrat, another narration has it that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, have I not been informed that you keep fast all the time and that you recite the Quran the entire night? So this has it a little bit different, this narration, that you keep fast all the time and then you recite Quran the entire night. I replied, indeed, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, however, I desire only good by doing so. So now he's explaining to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam why he's doing it. He says, I desire only good by doing so. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you should fast as the Prophet of Allah, Dawood alayhi salam, used to fast. He used to keep fast, for he was one of the most ardent worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and complete one recitation of the Quran in a month. So in a month, 30 days, you complete one recitation of the Quran. I said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have the strength to do more than that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then complete a recitation every 20 days. I said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have the strength to do more than that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then complete a recitation every 10 days. What it means, every 10 days, approximately 3 siparas a day, or slightly more than that, it is completing. Actually, 3 siparas every day, it will complete in 10 days. I said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have the strength to do more than that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then complete a recitation every 7 days and do not do more than that. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr As radiallahu anhu says that, however, I was harsh upon myself and things became difficult for me. Just one small point of note here. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, perform or read Quran, complete the Quran, tilawat in Quran in every 7 days and do not do more than that. If you look in our Quran Sharif, we'll see in the bottom there, written there, something called manzil. Manzil 1, then after approximately 7 siparas, and you'll see another manzil 2. So like that, there's 7 manzils in the Quran. In other words, if a person wants to finish, according to how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, he had to finish the Quran in 7 days, then every day he should try and read one manzil. If he reads one manzil, then approximately in 7 days he'll complete this recitation of the Quran. Sorry, just slightly more than 4 siparas you'll find on average the manzil. So a person reads that manzil 1, manzil 2, manzil 3, after 7 days he'll complete the Quran Sharif. So anyway, Nabi, this was a prescription from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to him, that don't do more than this. And there's a lot of hikmat in that. Sometimes a person does too much, he can't take it, his mind can't take it. Ulama explained from here, it doesn't mean that it's not permissible to read more, it is permissible. But this is what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was prescribing for him on this occasion. So another narration has it that your children have a right over you. Another narration has it, one who fasts all the time is not really fasting. Why? Because now this becomes his adat, that he has his seri at this time, he has iftar. Every day he's doing the same thing, that becomes like a pattern for him. So he's not really fasting, this is his normal habit. Fasting really is when a person is feeling it, he's going against his habit. He was used to eating and now he's not eating. He used to eat one day, he never eat one day. This was his pattern, so now his body craves for some food. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one who fasts all the time is not really fasting. He said this three times. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this three times. Another narration has it that the fast that Allah ta'ala loves most is the fast of Dawud alayhi salam. And the salah that Allah ta'ala loves most is that of Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam. What he used to do, how he used to fast, and how he used to read salah. He used to sleep half the night and remain in salah for 1/3 of the night and then sleep for 1/6 of the night. So he used to sleep for half the night, wake up and then read salah for 1/3 and the last 1/6 he used to rest. And then he used to keep fast one day and not fast the next day, and he did not flee when he faced the enemy in battle. So Allah Ta'ala give us also the tawfiq. See the istiqamah that he had, that right up till the end, he didn't give it up. He gave this commitment to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One thing we should not fear, that if we commit ourselves to deen, then what is going to happen to our dunya? This is a common worry that people have. Allah Ta'ala's system is such that when a person commits himself to deen, he's firm on deen, Allah Ta'ala takes care of his dunya and Allah Ta'ala takes care of his akhirat. Just to give two small examples so we can understand. Recently I was assisting in one estate, deceased estate. So this person himself, he would say that I don't know how to read, I don't know how to write. And sometimes he even tell me that I don't even know how to read Quran Sharif. I don't know how to read English, I don't know how to write English also. I don't even know how to read Quran Sharif. I don't know how to drive. This person didn't know how to sign also. So he used to complain that he didn't know anything. And how he used to do business when he first started, he says, I should take a wheelbarrow and then I'll load some goods there in the wheelbarrow. I'll go to my brother, he knew how to write. So my brother will look to see what's in that wheelbarrow. He'll fill in that invoice to say that this is the goods, this is the amounts. I'll take it like that and I'll go to the market. I'll go to the market and then that's how I'll sell my items. And there's the amount, there's the goods, this is what I should be selling it for. And then he'll sell the goods and then he'll come back with the money, give it back to his brother, fill up that thing again and go back to the market. This was his style. Anyway, why I'm mentioning this? So that the person doesn't feel that if I commit myself to deen, what is going to happen to my dunya? Nothing will happen to your dunya. So when this person, he was dedicated to deen, he was firm on deen, when he passed away, just his estate duty, forget his estate, just his estate duty was over 100 million rands. Person who couldn't read, couldn't write, couldn't sign. Allah Ta'ala made it such. Allah Ta'ala, when he wants to make it such, he makes it such. Another person from Pakistan recently came, asked for assistance in filling in his will. So normal standard will I gave him. I told him, this is what you fill. Put your name here. Put your ID number here. Put who you want as your executors and get your witnesses to sign in the bottom. As simple as that. So he's looking at me, this brother, and he's telling me that help me. So I'm looking at him now, what help he needs. You just need to put your name, put ID number, put the executor's name, sign the thing. What is so hard about that? So he said, no, I don't even know how to write. I don't know how to write. And this person, then he explains his story. Now he was the person that his turnover was over 100 million rands. And he don't know how to write. So now he tells me his story. He says, I'm from the village, from Pakistan. I grew up in the village. I didn't go to school. But, and I grew up, my father used to tell me one thing. He used to tell me that when you go to the shop in the morning, you talk to the shop, you address the shop, and tell the shop, oh shop, you don't give rosy, Allah gives rosy. He said, my father just taught me that. Oh shop, you don't give rosy, Allah gives rosy. So he said, when I started like that, this is what I used to go. I used to go to the shop and tell the shop, oh shop, you don't give rosy, Allah gives rosy. I'm only working here because the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do work. So therefore I'm working. So he says, he just did that. And now today that person has got two big wholesales. Two big wholesales. And now so much of money he's making, over 100, I'm just giving example, over 100 million was his turnover, just his turnover. But he didn't know how to write. So if Allah Ta'ala wants to give, Allah Ta'ala will give. A person doesn't need his education, he doesn't need degrees, he doesn't need all these things. And very often you find that the people without degrees are making the most amount of money. By Shriman Patel from Joburg, he gives one example. He says when he was in university at that time, there were two students. He says one student was a dropout. Dropout in university, the other one went and qualified as a chartered accountant. Qualified, that time people would think that the person who's got his degree is a chartered accountant, very great thing. He says today, the person who's a chartered accountant is working for the dropout. The dropout is running the business, he's got a big business, and he's got so many people under him, that person who dropped out, he's running the business and the qualified person is working under him. So rozi is the thing that Allah Ta'ala will give. We should never ever fear that what's going to happen to our rozi. We just need to remain firm on deen. Allah Ta'ala will take care of the rest. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.